hallelujah. 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 Something happens when we praise Him. Did you say that lady to come up for prayers having surgery tomorrow? Did you just Monday? Yeah. We started this deal. Y'all don't have to do it if y'all don't want to, but we started this deal. When somebody's fixing to go into the hospital or have tests or have surgeries, everybody turns around and points at them. And everybody just speaks a word of faith and says, whoever their name is, go get us a good report in Jesus' name. And we have saw several people miraculously healed, go to the doctor, turn around and come back home. There's nothing wrong. We can't find a thing. It still works. Still works. We did it last night on a young man younger than I am, Brother James, that went in, was going today for heart cath, chest pains, hurting down his arm, hurting in his jaw, all the symptoms of heart problems. Amen. Everybody turned around and pointed and said, go get us a good report in Jesus' name. By the time I got to the hospital today, he was already out. The tests were through, and they said he'll be home in a little while. There's nothing wrong with this man's heart. He's okay. Hallelujah. God still does it. Thank you for allowing me to be here, Pastor Shirty and Shirty. Amen. God is so good. I'm honored to be here. And I'm going to read tonight with your help from the 18th chapter of the book of 1 Kings. I give honor to this church. This is a great group of people. I love your pastor and his family. And I appreciate the group of folks from Sykes that have came over here. Amen. We have made some wonderful friends in those people. And they are just some of my favorite folks in all the world. I appreciate them coming. Appreciate my brother. He thinks I just want him to come because I like him as my brother. But I'm tired. And it's an hour and something drive back home. Does anybody know what that is? When I get through preaching, I'll probably be burnt out. Amen. God is good. 1 Kings 18 and verse number 30. If you're looking for polish and some kind of camp meeting message now, we better go ahead and shut this thing down quick. But if y'all want to have a little old-time Holy Ghost church, we'll do that. That'll be fine with me. The Scripture said, and Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. All the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. He made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time, and they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time, and they did it the third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. I'm going to stop right there just for the sake of reading. And I want to extract this thought from these scriptures. And you may have a hard time understanding where that's going to come from. But if you know the story, you won't. I want to talk about seeding the clouds. Seeding the clouds. Hallelujah. I want you to just pray with me and ask God to help me right now. Lord, there's a foundation for a miracle in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Help us tonight, Jesus. Help us tonight, Jesus. Oh, we need you. And we worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You can be seated in the Lord. Bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The scripture text tonight, if you will allow me to build upon a foundation for a few moments. The scripture text where I have attempted to read with you tonight, Elijah has just called for a drought about 3.5 years prior to this. And it's dry. And it's tough. And now the time has come that God says, I'm going to send rain on the earth. It's fixing to rain. There's some things that's got to be done. Elijah calls all the people together. The question is asked, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him. There on Mount Carmel, a showdown is about to ensue. We're going to find out who is God. We're going to find out who the real God is. And that's who we're going to serve. I believe it's time to find out who the real God is. I believe I know what His name is tonight. Hallelujah. The first thing that Elijah began to do was to rebuild the altar of the Lord. If we're going to have a revival, we're going to have to build our altars back. The altar was torn down. He rebuilds the altar. He gets the stones back in place. Everything is ready as far as the altar is concerned. And there is a portion of scripture there in that 32nd verse that I'm going to hammer on here in just a little bit. It said, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. He put the wood in order. He cut the bullock in pieces. He laid him on the wood and he said, now I want some water. I want 4 barrels of water and I want you to pour it on the altar. After they had poured those 4 barrels of water on the altar, he said, do it again. 3 times they went and got water and poured upon this sacrifice 12 barrels of water. But there is a line that goes with that other one that I mentioned just a minute ago. The 35th verse talks about the water running off the altar. And then it says, and makes emphasis on the fact that he filled the trench also with water. The water that he put in the trench was not the same water that he was pouring off the altar. He intentionally took water and poured it in the trench. And they used terminology describing the trench and said that it would contain 2 measures of seed. Hallelujah. What was Elijah doing when he was getting this altar ready? I believe that he was seeding the clouds. He was filling that trench up with exactly what he needed from God. The thing that they were needing was water. And that is exactly what they were putting on the altar. And that is exactly what he put in the trench. He said, I'm going to give something here and God is going to take what I put here and He is going to work with it and I'm going to get what I need before this thing is over with. I need a gardener or somebody. I need somebody to help me now. He said, if I plant this water in this trench, I am about to reap a harvest. If you put 1 little kernel of corn in the ground and cover it up, when it comes up, that stalk springs up and those ears come on that stalk, there is a lot more corn there than what you planted. There's a whole lot more that's going to be gathered than what you put in. You always get more back than you put in.
You always receive more than what you invest. Why would you invest in a stock if you're only going to get back what you put in it? I'll just keep it in the piggy bank at the house. I'm telling you, you put it in because you're expecting return. You're expecting it to make you something. Elijah said, we need a rain. We need a revival. We need an outpouring. We need somebody to understand that there is only one God. And the only way that it's going to happen is if we put something in it and God is going to give us something back. We've got to plant something. Hallelujah. I don't know if he got any flack from the crowd or not. You're wasting water. Maybe it was seawater. So what? It was water. They were putting on something, believing that they were going to get something back. They were putting it in. Elijah had faith when the fire had came down and consumed the sacrifice. It had burned up the wood. It had burned up the stones, licked up the dust, licked up the water. You talk about a fire, but it came down. Immediately after the fire comes down, Elijah turns around to Ahab and says, I hear the sound. There ain't a cloud in the sky. There's not a cloud in the sky. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Hallelujah. His faith was stretching out. His faith was stretching out. Amen. The servant was commanded as Elijah prayed. I'm preaching fast. I don't have to go into all the details. You know what it's all about. Amen. He prayed. He sent his servant. Go look. Look out over the sea and come back and tell me. Give me a report. He goes and looks. He comes back and says, there is nothing. But he doesn't hinder Elijah's faith. Go look again. He goes and looks again the second time. He comes back. There's nothing. Elijah just prays and sends him again. And on until the seventh time. And when that little servant boy comes running back, he said, I see a little cloud. I see a little cloud. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you tonight, I want this thing to explode. But I've got more confidence in that little cloud. I'm not looking for the big one. If I can just see a little cloud tonight, I've got confidence something's fixing to happen in here tonight. We're too busy waiting on some big storm to arise, some big sign. We need some big sign. But if you have sown the seed, if you have planted it, if you have invested it, then why wait and why worry? God! Hey! Did Paul say, I planted and Apollos watered, but he said, God gave the increase. I'm telling you tonight, somebody better get ready because somebody's seeding the clouds. Somebody's putting something in the atmosphere and God is going to work. There is going to be a performance of those things spoken by the Holy Ghost because somebody has invested. Somebody has invested. Wow. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody has invested. He knew he was getting ready to see something. When that little cloud started rising up out of the sea, that's all he needed. That's all the faith that he needed. That's all the sign he needed. God is about to work here. When he saw that little cloud, he sent word back to Ahab again. And he said, you better get down off this mountain, lest the rain stop you. It ain't but a cloud about the size of a man's hand. But he's saying there's going to be a rain so big, you might not be able to get off the mountain. He's got faith. God's fixing to move. I know what I put in it. I know what I planted. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about the harvest. I'm not worried about the harvest because I know we've planted the seed. I'm not worried about whether or not we're going to have revival because I know the seed's there. God's going to bring it up. I'm not worried about whether or not God's going to bring it up. I know that we put it there. All we've got to do is get the barns ready. All we've got to do is get the storehouses ready. God is going to give the increase. God is going to give it. God is going to give it. We must put something in the atmosphere. I tried to look up and do some research, and they're not real sold on it. Scientists are not even sold on what they talk about on this cloud seeding business. But they want to do it in the natural. They want to do it, and they try. And they say, you know, they got to put these kind of particles in the cloud. They can take a cloud that's got the right whatever, and they put these particles in it, and it'll cause ice to develop on these particles. And when they get heavy enough, then they're going to come down and they can make it rain. Boy, they wish they could do what God can do. They just wish they could do what God can do. But I'm here to tell you tonight that we can take the deadest, dullest, driest situations. And we can seed the clouds. And we can make it rain. Lord have mercy. Y'all might as well just go ahead and help me have church here tonight. We had a praise service here last night. Amen. I'm telling you, you put something in the atmosphere. Now something needs to come up tonight. Something needs to come up tonight. You've seeded the cloud. Now get ready to get something from God. He planted the seed. He put the water in. And it began to come. Did you know what happened? The fire, it said, lit up the water. That's evaporation. That's evaporation. The sun soaks up the water. It evaporates. The clouds get heavy. It comes back down. We get rain. When we get fire going on in here, something starts rising up into the atmosphere. The fire sets on us and evaporation starts. What's that? That's praise. It starts floating. We feel the fire, we give Him praise. We feel the fire, we start praying. We can't help it. We just can't help it. I'm going to preach a little Catahoula style here tonight. I ain't trying to impress you, I'm trying to move you. Some of you older folks that still cook. As young generation don't even know how to boil water and burn it. My mama had a pressure cooker. How many of y'all still own one? I like that. A pressure cooker. That's for them old tough squirrels. I usually tenderize them when I shot them. But that old thing, you put that thing on, lock that lid down, you got them squirrels and that water and all in there. Lock her down, turn the fire under. I feel that way sometimes. Lock down the fire under you. But something starts happening inside that pot. You don't see it, but it's happening. And after a while, that little goomagodger on the top up there, I think it's a relief valve, that little deal on top of that starts going. Sounds good, don't it? That's because the fire in there is. They try to get us to hush. I had a man told me in my church one time. He said, "You'll grow up and you'll settle down." I'm 2 birthdays from 40 and I ain't settled down yet. You'll get over it. You'll get over it. You'll settle down and you'll quit all that. You'll quit all that running and shouting and jumping and hooping and cutting flips and all that stuff. You'll quit all that. I hope to God I never do. And I hope to God you never do. And if I do, I hope you shake me up and make me worship again. The fire starts coming down. The fire starts coming down. This is not a normal church. This is an apostolic church. And if folks just wanted to play bingo, they'd go uptown somewhere. If they wanted to go play mumbly peg, they'd go uptown somewhere. They walk through those swinging doors expecting a rain. They walk through there looking for an atmosphere charged with the power of God. The drug addict is tired of his drugs. The alcoholic is tired of his alcohol. And it's no use in him walking out those doors exactly like he came. There must be something floating around in here. There must be something moving around in here that's going to change his life. There must be something that he can feel. I'm telling you, we must plant some seed. We must see the clouds. There needs to be a rain in the Spirit, not just on Sunday, but on Monday. And not just on Monday, but on Wednesday. We need it every time we walk in the door. There is power of deliverance when we praise God. Something is going to happen. You gotta get. There are no bums in the church. There are no freeloaders in the church. You might get by with a splashover every once in a while, but sooner or later, you're going to have to put something in it if you're going to get something out of it. Elijah, the fire began to burn. The water began to go up as vapor and into the clouds. And by the time he looked, it's about like a man's hand. And by the time the seventh prayer, and he said, get down off the mountain, it said that the sky was filled with wind, dark with clouds. And the rain started coming down because somebody had planted something. Somebody had gave what they had, and it began to happen. Hold on, hold on. You'll get with me in just a minute. That little old boy, you know the kid, the only one that was smart enough to bring a lunch to hear Jesus preach? You know, you don't go to an all-day service without dinner. He's the only one that mama cooked the dinner for. I'll leave that alone. He's got his lunch in his hand. And Jesus said, the disciples say, let's send the crowd away. And Jesus said, you feed them. Andrew says, Philip was wanting to know what we ain't got enough to feed these. And Andrew said, well, there's a boy here that's got a lunch. He got 5 loaves, a couple of fish, but what is that among so many? You know what Andrew was thinking? There ain't enough for everybody. Me and the boy done got an agreement here. It ain't enough for everybody, but me and the boy going there. Did y'all know that boy didn't have to give that lunch to Jesus? Jesus said, bring it to me. And I didn't hear that boy hollering, I'll tell my daddy. You ain't a getting it. You ain't, it's all I got left. Right here. Some cold fish and bread, and you're not getting it. But I see that little boy just here. And when he turned it loose, he had nothing left. He had nothing left. He had just gave everything that he had. And he watched as Jesus took that bread, blessed it, and began to break it, and handed it to the disciples. He got those 5 little loaves, and 12 men's got a piece of it. And 2 fish, and 12 men's got pieces of it. Explain that. It was miraculously multiplying already. Then they started, here, you can have some. You can have some. You can have some. You can have some. They just kept giving it. And after a while, everybody's full. They didn't even have ketchup. They're full. They've eaten it all. They're all they want. And Jesus said, now pick up the fragments that remain, because we don't want to waste any. Was it a 5 loaves and 2 fishes left? Or what was it? Come on, help me now. How much was left? 12 baskets. 12 baskets. There was more left over than what there was when he started. Hang on. Now this is my version of this. What happened to the 12 baskets? I believe that. That little boy had came with that, and that mama had sent him out that morning and said, son, this is all we got. Go see about that teacher. Maybe we'll get a miracle today. Can you see the shock on mama's face when somebody knocked on the door and they handed her 12 baskets full of groceries from a sack lunch that she fixed that morning? I'm here to tell you, she seeded the clouds. She made ready for her miracle. She got everything ready for her miracle. I'm here to tell somebody in this building, God is ready to give you what you are looking for, but you're going to have to put something in the atmosphere, and if you will, you're going to reap. You're going to reap. You're going to get it back. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. We're plowing in hope. We're building in hope. Come on, we're praying in hope. It ain't hope if you can see it. Come on, hope's not hope if you already see it. You already got the answer. That ain't what we're hoping for. What we're hoping for, we can't see. What we're hoping for, we can only feel. What we're hoping for, we can only see by faith. What we're reaching for, but we know what we have. We know what we have put in the air. We know what we have sent up to God. We know the labor. We know the work. We know the prayers. We know the praise. And God is about to give the increase. Something is happening in the church. I'm telling you that God has changed things. He has flipped the page for the church. And there is a new song being sung. There's a new excitement that's hit us. Saints, it's been in this thing for 40 years, are dancing again. They're getting their fire back. Because somebody kept putting something up and something had to come down. Cornelius, your prayers and your alms have come up before God for a what? A memorial. Every time Cornelius gave and every time that he prayed, he was laying a little bit more on a memorial. After a while, the thing had gotten so big that every time God turned around and said, Cornelius, Cornelius, it just kept getting bigger and bigger until it filled the throne room. And God said, I got to do something for this man. I got to lead him to the truth because he's been hungry. You know what he was doing? He was seeding the clouds. The backsliders are coming back home. I've never seen so many backsliders coming back to God in all of my life. What's going on? Somebody seated the cloud. The churches are having revival. The things are running over. I'm going to hammer it. I'm going to hammer on this thing till it breaks. We'll either build a Mount Rushmore or we'll have a move of God, because I'm going to keep a pecking on the wall here. Hallelujah. I'll chisel till something happens. Amen. That's one thing you better learn about me. I'll change messages 10 times, but we're going to have a move of the Holy Ghost before I get out of here tonight. I'm reaching for it, brother. I ain't a playin'. I come here to get something from God. And there's something going up in here. I know these men have worked. I know this church has labored. I know you have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. We live in the woods. I'm not kidding. You're going to get to manifest. You're going to come there on purpose. You ain't going to just come there accidentally. You're not going to pass through it on your way to Little Rock or Hot Springs, I can guarantee you. You ain't going to go through there on vacation. If you come there, you're hunting. We've got a store when it's open. And the post office at Aimwell by my house is open 2 hours a day. We had 155 in Sunday school yesterday. In the woods. No, it ain't nothing. I'm telling you that it's because that for a long time it's been just going up. Come on. God, when's it going to happen? 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 And they started to come in. 40-something year backsliders walking to the altar. God giving them the Holy Ghost. Been out of church 40 years. Last night a lady had been backslid 17 and a half years. God filled her with the Holy Ghost. Saturday night a lady never knew anything. 50-something years old. God gave her the Holy Ghost. Now that may not excite you, but I'm telling you it's exciting. It's exciting. The drug addicts sit on the front seat. That's where they sit and manifest. President of the bank was in our church the other day, and we were talking, and we were looking at our plans. We're building. Got my blueprints. We're fixing to pour the slab, I hope, in about 3 weeks. Listen. I hope I can get it in it before we have to knock the walls out. I don't know what we're going to have to move out under a tree, because the atmosphere has done got full over God's churches, and the rain is coming, and you ain't going to be able to stop it. You ain't going to be able to stop it. I know you're nervous, but don't be nervous. I'm okay. I know y'all scared. I'm scared too. We don't know a dime. It had no diamond. I couldn't tell you when. But I'm fixing to step out on a limb, because God has said, if you'll take one step, I'll take two. If you'll take one step, I'll take two. Somebody needs to... You got to put something in the atmosphere. You got to put something in the atmosphere. You got to see the clouds. God is getting ready for revival. Yes, He is. I hear the sound. The clouds are full. The revival is happening now. I'm afraid that you all are in the same boat that we're in. I'm late. We're late. You won't get that building built in time. I don't know if you're going to put chairs out in the aisles or what you'll do. But I don't believe y'all can get your building built quick enough to contain what's happening in the church right now. Ain't no way. I'm telling you that the apostolic church is experiencing the greatest move of the Holy Ghost that this little preacher's ever seen in all my life. I've seen 6-week revivals and all these revivals and prayed a lot of people through to the Holy Ghost, seen blinded eyes open, cancers fall off, and all that good stuff, and I love it. But I've never saw so many hungry people that all of a sudden are showing up on Wednesday nights. On Wednesday, not Sunday, on Wednesday. And you can't even teach a Bible study to your church anymore, because you got to preach evangelistic every night. hadn't been able to take a text and teach a Bible study, and I couldn't tell you when. And I never teach Sunday school. All we do is have church, because I walk out with a burning burden for a soul, and they're sitting there, and I'm not going to feed a bunch of overgrown saints that all they need to be doing is putting something out. We're so full now, we need to put something out. I'm telling you, the cloud is ready. The rain is ready. The Holy Ghost is ready. God is ready. There is a move of the Spirit. There is a move of the Spirit. You better get ready. You better get ready for the rain. You better get ready for the rain. Somebody come on, help me now. God is going to give this church a move of the Spirit. There is a revival coming. Come on, you have arrived. You might as well get ready to stay past 12 on Sundays from now on. You might as well go ahead and eat a good breakfast, because you're going to spend time in the altars praying people through to the Holy Ghost. Sunday morning's going to change around here, Elder. Sunday morning's fixing to change. Wednesday evenings are fixing to change. I'm telling you, there's something that's stirring. There's something that's happening. There is a move of the Spirit. You have been faithful, and you have praised, and you have worshiped, and you have given, and now God is about to rain on you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Shanda Mokita la mama mama haya. Oh! Go ahead and receive right now. Go ahead and receive right now. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Come on, it's time. Somebody needs to step out in the aisle. Somebody needs to throw their hands up and get ready to receive. Come on, God's got a miracle for you. God's got a miracle for you. God's got an answer for your prayer. Come on, step out and believe it. Come on down and claim it. Walk on down and believe it. He's already said it. All you got to do is respond.
The Lord, the highest praise, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Come on and be the Lord, the highest praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, come on and be the Lord, the highest praise, hallelujah. And praise His holy name.
Come on in the house. There's a miracle here. Healing for you tonight. You've been in your problem too long. Come on, give me
done for me. When I think of His goodness, how He set me free, I want to dance. Set me free.